Hello, everyone. Today we continue our series on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos with the 21st mitzvah, the mitzvah of Moreh Mikdash, being in awe of the Beis HaMikdash. The source for this mitzvah is a pasuk in Kedoshim. In Parshas Kedoshim, it says, "Ve'es Mikdashi Tira'u," and you shall fear or you shall be in awe of my Beis HaMikdash. There are several halachos in this mitzvah, but the general idea behind all of them, or the common theme that unifies all of these halachos, is that when a person ascends the Temple Mount, ascends Har HaBayis, and enters into the Beis HaMikdash area, they should be dressed and act in a way that shows awe towards Hashem, in that the Beis HaMikdash is Hashem's house. So just a few examples. A person other than, with the exception of the king, when he is officiating at the Hakel service, everybody else needs to stand the entire time they are on Har HaBayis, they are on the Temple Mount. They are not allowed to sit. Additionally, a person is not allowed to use a traveling, like a hiking stick. They're not allowed to spit on the Temple Mount. You can't have trees being planted on the Temple Mount, which is something that unfortunately exists nowadays. You're not allowed to have weeds and grass there. And you're not allowed to wear certain types of shoes. So there are various halachos that try to instill a sense of awe. Interestingly, the Rambam, quoting a Sifrei, the Medrash Halacha on Sefer Vayikra, as well as there being a similar version in the Gemara Maseches Yevamos, which says that even though the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, nevertheless, all of these halachos of being in awe of the Beis HaMikdash are still in effect. And the reason for that, the Medrash explains, is that you're not really fearing the house. You're not really fearing or being in awe of the physical structure of the Beis HaMikdash, but rather you are being in awe of Hashem's Shechina, of Hashem's divine presence that has never left. Now, as we know, the Rambam is quite famous for his position, which we mentioned last week, that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Temple Mount and the area of the Beis HaMikdash, has its Kedusha for all eternity. Unlike the Mishkan, the Kedusha of the Mishkan, which when it was disassembled, the Kedusha dissipated, even though the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, the Kedusha still lasts for all eternity. So we mentioned that last week when we spoke about the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. And now the Rambam still needs another source to say that even though the divine presence hasn't left the Beis Temple Mount area, I still might have thought that you don't need to be in awe of it. Granted that there is a certain degree of Kedusha, of holiness that's still there, but how can I be in awe of something that doesn't exist right now? And to that end, the Medrash says no, that because the entire source of the awe, the catalyst for feeling that great sense of awe, is not the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was merely a lightning rod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, for God to rest his divine presence. And even though that physical structure is no longer there, because God and its accompanying sanctity has not left that area, therefore the source of that awe still remains as well. And therefore the mitzvah remains in effect. So it's incredibly important to realize that we yearn and daven and hope that the Beis HaMikdash will be built very soon. And clearly that is a very central part of Jewish experience and Jewish life. But nevertheless, even though the Beis HaMikdash is not there, God's divine presence is still there, and the same amount of awe and reverence that we have for the Beis HaMikdash, we have to still display nowadays for the entire Har HaBayis area, for the entire Temple Mount area, because the source of that awe, Hashem's divine presence, and the sanctity which Hashem has imbued the physical land itself of the Beis HaMikdash area, that has never left. And that's something, and that is a mitzvah that we can fulfill to this very day. Have a wonderful week.